Serious record collecting is a labor of love. It takes countless hours and a fair amount of cash. One label owner in Frankfurt, Germany, figured out a creative way to finance his fixation for African music. Caitlin Carroll has his story.
Sammy Ben Rejeb grew up in Tunisia. He moved to Senegal to DJ and teach diving. And he spent his free time hunting for rare records all over Africa.
And so after doing that for 5-6 years, I started feeling a kind of a pressure because I was spending all my money on traveling. And I remember a friend of mine came to see me and said, you know what, Sammy, I just found a job with Lufthansa. And if you don't know what to do, this is probably now the right time because they really need personnel. So I thought, that might be a good idea.
Ben Rejeb applied, got hired as a flight attendant in Germany, and chose a route that took him back to Africa. It was the perfect job for him. He flew to Lagos, Addis Ababa, and Accra on a monthly basis.
And then there I started having like connections who were looking for records for me. And then every time I was going, they had already prepared stuff that I just listened through and then selected what I wanted and then flew back with that.
Ben Rejeb made thousands of trips to Africa while working for Lufthansa and brought back countless pieces of music.
And that's basically how I really managed to get all this record collection, which is now the base for my label.
Ben Rejeb runs his label, Analog Africa, out of a packed apartment in Frankfurt. He selects tracks from his many rare records to create new compilations.
Yes, this is what I'm going to say, so you're going to know what I'm going to do.
The most recent release, Afrobeat Airways 2, focuses mainly on Ghanaian music from the 70s. This track from the band Complex Sounds showcases some of the horn-heavy high life style that was so huge in Ghana. Ben Rejeb got turned on to the 70s music scene on one of his visits to Accra.
While I was there, I was looking for records and talking to musicians and to collectors, and they were telling me about how vibrating the music scene was there. It was difficult for me to picture really what was going on. But then I found stamps of a photo studio.
Accra's Modern Photo Company. It was located next to one of Accra's hottest clubs in the 70s, the Tiptoe. So Ben Rejeb went to the photo studio to see if he could track down one of the old photographers.
And believe it or not, the guy was there, the photographer, and he said, well, how can I help?
Ben Rejeb asked if he could see some of the photos of the bands who used to play in Accra a few decades ago. He was led to the back of the studio where dozens of boxes lined the shelves.
I stayed in that room for about 3-4 hours. All the pictures were in small boxes, yellow Kodak boxes were all marked with a marker. Like, it was really like a gold mine in a way.
Back in the 70s, Ghana was a musical petri dish. Soul, Afrobeat, and jazz mixed with funk and highlife. Bands from around Africa and abroad came to Ghana to perform, like the Côte d'Ivoire group Pierre Antoine and Vis-a-Vis. Toward the end of the 70s, political instability had undermined Ghana's music scene. Curfews went into effect and clubs closed down.
So if you have curfews and the musician cannot play, the whole scene went dead. And this for basically political reasons that actually didn't bring the country any way further, you know. So it's a very sad story. And we are left with all this picture to actually remind you and all this music to remind you of what was going on.
Ben Rejeb sought out the musicians featured on the compilation to ask permission to use their songs. He also included interviews with them in the colorful 44-page CD booklet. Some musicians were surprised to see the songs resurrected, he says. Others expected it, saying, if you do something good, it should be remembered forever. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll, Frankfurt.
That's all from us. We've got lots more online at PRI.org from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.